How did you guys come up with the idea for this market? What prompted it?
Oh, I've been thinking about this for years in a lot of different capacities. And last winter, I started talking to a friend of mine that lives in Farragut Bay about making it happen, making it a reality. And so plans started happening this winter and started to develop some more ideas and check into the logistics of what it would take. And forming a market board was really critical. So I'm thankful that Ari could come today and help to represent and volunteer all of their time and effort and especially enthusiasm into making it happen.
Aria, what got you involved?
Well, I share the same friend in Farragut Bay, a small community, and it's just something that I've really looked at in other communities that have markets that it just seems like a very vital part of a community. Somewhere to gather, somewhere to share ideas, somewhere to be creative, somewhere to get your hands on fresh produce, and different crafts. And so I'm just excited about the concept.
What type of things would be at this market?
We're hoping for anything from arts and crafts, things that people have made at their homes, whether they are artists or seamstresses or quilters. So their own creative creations to food.
Woodworking, that sort of thing.
Woodworking, absolutely.
Food, like you said. So food would be like produce? Or
food, yeah, produce, things that they've grown in their backyards. I know that there are a few people that we've talked to that kind of have larger scale home farms. And even people who just have the backyard couple boxes, if they had anything extra, of course, they would be also welcome. We're also welcoming people who are making things, food products at their homes, so not necessarily like selling produce, but food products themselves, whether it's jarred things or salsas or, I don't know.
Right, with an appropriate permit for processing the food.
Yes.
Right, there's a variety of permits people have to get, and I know that people can work with you guys or talk with you guys about that sort
of
thing.
And there's three main things that we want to encourage at the market. The first one is homemade, the second is handcrafted, and the third one is homegrown. So anything that people are making, like Arya said, it could be food, it could be artisan crafts, it could be sewn goods, it could be pretty much anything you could grow or make or craft here in Petersburg or in a local surrounding area.
If someone has a commercial business where they sell homemade things, is it open to that as well, or does it have to be just something they do occasionally? Or
no, we are welcoming anybody. They can have a business permit already. They can be already in business. And if it benefits them to come to the market, they're definitely welcome.
Even if they already have a store or whatever, but they want to come up to the market and sell something made locally.
Sure, yeah. We've got an application they can fill out. And it asks a couple questions, and that's about it. They pay $10 for their table.
Describe what it's going to be like. What are we talking about? A bunch of tables set up under there and people with coolers or boxes full of goods? Or?
Well, first I want you to imagine the smell of street food.
Okay.
Lots of great music.
Okay, that's right. You're talking about having music there, too.
Yeah, we would love to have some live performers at each of the markets, somebody different each time or a group. Some youth performers, too. Anyone is welcome. We're looking for musicians as well as vendors right now. The sights and the smells will be really aromatic and stimulating. We're going to have some educational stuff going on at each of the markets, promoting sustainability, recycling, healthy lifestyles. Probably a lot to do with gardens and composting. I know a lot of people in town are into that. Myself, personally, am.
Is it an opportunity to, like a not local nonprofit can go up and have a booth to talk about, I don't know, I'm off the top of my head, early childhood education or first aid or, I don't know, you know, bike safety or something. It's open to that sort of thing, too?
Brilliant, yes. The market board has actually decided to sponsor a specific booth every time that we have a market. And those will be set aside for different nonprofits that want to sign up and host a booth.
Or like kids having a bake sale or something like that.
It'll be for nonprofits specifically. Kids get their own space for free, actually. So kids can set up anytime. They just need to fill out an application. The fee will be waived for the space, but specifically a nonprofit booth will be waived, and it will be a rotating basis. It can be the police station or a wave or the child early education or whatever it may be, whoever is interested in signing up for a slot can pick a week that they want to set up.